Business owners and medical professionals who own their own practices, there's way more to managing your wealth than meets the eye. So we're going to begin a conversation about the unique circumstances you business owners need to think about concerning wealth management on this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Anable. And now from his Scottsdale office, here's the host of Your Money Manual, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Anable.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that warm introduction. I want to say hi to everybody that has tuned in today. And I'd like to welcome all of the newcomers. Glad to have you with us. If you would like to go back and review some of our initial podcasts with an overview on all that we do, and we'll be talking about on a weekly basis here, please do so. You can go to wasagaz.com, W-S-A-G-A-Z.com, and there is a link there to all of the podcasts. So today what we're going to talk about, as Jeff alluded to, is business owners, physicians, dentists, and how they fit into wealth planning. We find that it's very important in the clients that we deal with who are professionals that are self-employed, who own their own businesses, and physicians and dentists who own their own practices, that you really have to get involved in planning. I will use this analogy once again for the importance of planning. If you were thinking about heading off to New York tomorrow from wherever you live, I am sure you would be Googling a map on how to get there. And if necessary, you would be Googling hotels along the way and where you ought to stay. If you were flying, you'd be Googling the flights and how you were going to get to where you're going. And that is called planning. So we feel like planning is every bit as important if you are a business owner. If you are involved financially and own your own business, you've got to do some planning to make sure that you are protecting yourself, that you are growing your assets, growing your business, and you are taking a look at tax issues. So what we're going to do today is we're just going to do a slight overview on some of those subjects. And then coming back next week will be Trent Erickson, who has been on the program with us once before. He is our key tax strategist. We do all of our tax planning with Trent, and we're going to have him on to dig a little bit deeper into the hows and whys of tax planning for businesses. But let's just give you a quick overview. So if you are a business owner, if you are a physician, if you are a dentist, you own your own practice, you have a lot of wealth that you have building within your practices and within your businesses. And therefore, that is a concentration of all of your assets. That's where everything is building up. Well, it's also a great way to have risk in all of those assets also, because if you have that concentration and you're not looking at asset protection, typically business owners and especially physicians and dentists are subject to lawsuits. So you need to really take a look at the importance of how do you protect those assets through asset protection planning. You also need to take a look at tax planning. And you need to look at exit strategies. One of the things that people don't look at when they're getting ready to sell their business is, 5 years ago, I should have been planning this exit strategy. It's not any different than if you're working for Microsoft or you're an employee anyplace. If you happen to be getting ready to retire, what do you do? Well, people do retirement planning for the next 5 to 10 years. You're actually planning for that retirement. What are you going to do? What kind of assets are you going to have? What is it going to cost me to live? All of those things are even more important to do, or just as important, when you're a business owner, because you need to plan your exit, but you need to do it tax efficiently. You need to start planning to get assets outside of your primary business or practice and grow those assets. Because why? What happens if something happens to your business? The economy changes, any number of things could happen, and all of a sudden now your business is suffering. Well, if you start building up your assets outside of your actual business, if there is a pullback in your business, you are not going to suffer as much because you don't have that concentration of everything depending on the business. We build up assets outside of that. And that's where we start talking about why it is important to have a wealth manager as opposed to just an investment advisor. What's the difference? Well, primarily investment advisors do one thing and one thing only, and that is they sit down with you and they recommend investment products. They might be a lot of different types of products, but nonetheless, all they're doing is pointing out to you, here's a product that we can invest in with your money. They are not talking about doing strategic planning for your business, which is what a wealth manager does. A wealth manager is going to be looking at your overall wealth, your total financial picture. They're going to have an understanding of what your goals are, what your limits are, what your risk tolerance is, and how to strategize and start developing outside of your business, building up those assets, protecting those assets, and mitigating the taxes.
Vince, you know, I started thinking of a couple of questions as you were talking there, and you helped to kind of define really the key difference there between a wealth manager and an investment advisor. And I think that that's really important, but it should also be probably pointed out that no two wealth managers are exactly alike. And I know it would probably be easy for you to sit down with anybody or even right now and just kind of outline, you know, what it is that makes you different and how it is that, you know, you work with business owners and that you're able to do that for them. But for people who are tuning in and they're kind of doing their research, what are the types of questions that they should ask or consider asking a wealth manager in order to determine the suitability for them as someone that a client could use and trust with their money if they are a business owner or maybe a medical practitioner, they've owned their own practice, in order to make sure that it's the right fit?
Well, I guess the most important thing they would ask is, do you have a professional network around you that you can bring to me so that I have the ability to not only talk to you about my investments, but I have the ability to talk to your team about how to tie all of my financial picture together and actually have a game plan. You would look at an accountant, somebody that does tax planning, not tax preparation. You would look at different types of private client attorneys, those that do asset protection, those that do estate planning, those that specialize in buy-sell, those that specialize in providing business valuation. So there's a lot of different team members that we have at Wealth Strategies, and that's what they should be looking for with a wealth manager, somebody that can bring them an entire team approach.
And a good wealth manager is going to be one who knows what they don't know. So the strongest managers, wealth managers, what you're saying, Vince, are going to be those who have capable teams that specialize in key areas so that they've got a team approach in working with people who have these special needs, as business owners do. I mean, obviously. So let me ask you, though, you know, we talk a lot about the household endowment model on this program. And for people who have not heard this show before, you may want to go back and listen to some of those prior shows where we introduced the model. How does the household endowment model, fit into all of this, Vince?
Well, it works like this, because typically a business owner is going to come to us and they are going to want to talk to us about doing wealth planning, which we will describe to them what that entire process means. But in order to do wealth planning, part of that is going to be investment management. So what we do is we want to stabilize, we want to protect, we want to preserve, we want to provide a vehicle or an investment platform that is going to be non-correlated to the public markets, and it is going to emulate, in our case, what Yale has done, what many of the university endowments have done, some institutions have done, and that is you want to build out on the front end to stabilize these business owners' assets. You want to build out this household endowment model where you have an investment platform where you're using both publicly traded assets and privately traded, all well diversified, all managed by best of class asset managers. There is an entire process we go through to educate our clients on how the household endowment model works. And from there, once we have stabilized their assets in these different types of programs, then we can move on to doing the rest of the wealth planning, i.e. taxes, estate planning, legal planning, whatever that might be. Because as you were saying a few minutes ago, I am not an expert in all. I am not a CPA. I am not an attorney. I do not give advice in those areas. But I do surround our clients and myself with those who are experts in those areas to provide the guidance to our clients.
And that is so important. And I know that another trusted individual that you have as part of the team, Vince, is the designer of the portfolio that the household endowment model refers to. And I know that you want to have him on a future show also.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. And that is on the liquid side or the publicly traded side, and that's Valley Nass, who's the CEO and co-founder of Clarify Advisory Network. We work very closely with Valley and his platform. We will be having Valley on the show here over the next 30 days, I hope.
And we're going to be doing a number of shows here, Vince. I know that you'll want to talk about a number of topics over the coming weeks. And we'll do other shows in between, too, for people who aren't necessarily business owners, but are investors and people who have wealth management concerns. But what are some of the other things that maybe we might be getting into a little bit here as we go through in the weeks to come, talking to business owners and medical practitioners specifically?
Hopefully next week we will have Trent Erickson returning to speak to our business owners. He spends a great deal of his time and involvement in his CPA firm doing just that, working with business owners, working with physicians, working with dentists. He works on a lot of projects that we are currently involved in regards to helping some of the dentists and the physicians create value within their practices and then sell them to a private equity company that is interested in aggregating a lot of different dental practices. So we're going to talk about some of the different options that business owners have for exiting, for planning, for reducing that type of risk, i.e. taxes. And then we have a couple of other guests that we will not announce yet because I want to make sure that we have them locked in and ready to go. Hey, and we've got some exciting news today on Your Money Manual. We have a giveaway. Yes, we have something valuable and will be of interest to business owners and those we have discussed today. We have an ebook, the title of which is Becoming Seriously Wealthy, How to Harness the Strategies of the Ultra Wealthy Business Owners. This is a book that is written by a consulting group that we work with, and it is very valuable information for business owners. We are going to offer this ebook. If you would like a copy of it, all you have to do is send me an email at info@wsagaz.com. In the subject line, just put, I want your ebook on business planning. We'll get one right out to you. With that, I'd like to say thanks for joining us. Look forward to speaking again on Your Money Manual next week.
Thank you, Vince. So once again, if you're interested in getting that book, Becoming Seriously Wealthy, it is an ebook. All you have to do is send an email to info@wsagaz.com. And in the subject line, simply type, I want your ebook on business planning. And Vince and his team will make sure that you get your own copy of that ebook. Okay, so it's just that simple. Be sure to connect with us and follow us at Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model on Facebook and LinkedIn. In addition to the Wealth Strategies Advisory Group website, your money manual is part of the Star Worldwide Networks and is also available on iTunes. We hope that you enjoyed this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annable. Until next time, this is producer Jeff Allen saying so long, and we'll talk to you again soon. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.